Freelance Spy, H. Bedford Jones. Once known as the King of the Pulps for his prolificity and popularity, Henry James O'Brien Bedford Jones, 1887 to 1949, wrote about 1,400 short stories and approximately 80 books under his own name, and at least 17 pseudonyms, including Alan Hawkwood, Gordon Keene, and Michael Gallister, as well as various house names for publishers of boys' books and pulps. He customarily wrote 5,000 and 10,000 words a day, but on occasion wrote a complete novella of 25,000 words in a single day. He was the ultimate writer of historical adventure fiction and all its subgenres, including stories about pirates, the French Foreign Legion, big game hunting, sports, aviation, etc., while also producing an enormous body of work in the science fiction and fantasy fields. Although largely unremembered today except by historians and fans of the pulps, he was highly regarded in his day and sold to all the top magazines, including Argosy, Adventure, Blue Book, Munsey's, and All Story. Born in Ontario, Canada, Bedford Jones became an American citizen in 1908 and lived mostly in New York and California. As one of the highest-paid writers in America even during the Great Depression, he owned several homes and enjoyed a flamboyant lifestyle, hindered in no way by his good looks. He was compared to the dashing Errol Flynn. One of his novels, Garden of the Moon, co-written with Barton Brown, was serialized in 6 parts in the Saturday Evening Post, August 28 to October 2, 1937, and served as the basis for an unlikely musical comedy in 1938, directed by Busby Berkeley, who was noted for his elaborate dance numbers, and starring Pat O'Brien, Margaret Lindsay, and John Payne. The hero of Freelance Spy is Barnes, who appears in a series of stories in which he and his colleagues battle the spies of various countries. He belongs to a loose affiliation of spies that has no official connection to the United States government. One of the many women who are attracted to him called him the Sphinx because of his reluctance to discuss his cases, and he liked the appellation. Freelance Spy was originally published in the March 30, 1935 issue of Argosy magazine.